Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Secret Museum of the Air, a weekly broadcast of the world's music, historic landmarks from the dawn of recording through the golden age of the gramophone. Join us for the next hour as your host, Citizen Kafka, visits with curator Pat Conti in the Secret Museum.
Lived in a mill, whipsy diddly dandy dee. This frog he would a wooing ride, with sword and buckler by his side, with a harum scarum diddlum darum, whipsy diddly dandy dee. He rode till he came to Mouse's hall, whipsy diddly dandy dee, where he most tenderly did call, whipsy diddly dandy dee. Oh, Mistress Mouse, are you at home? And if you are, oh, pray come down, with a harum scarum diddlum darum, whipsy diddly dandy dee. My Uncle Rat is not at home, whipsy-diddly-dandy-dee. I dare not for my life come down, whipsy-diddly-dandy-dee. Then Uncle Rat, he soon comes home, and who's been here since I've been gone? With a harum scarum diddlum darum, whipsy-diddly-dandy-dee. Here's been a fine young gentleman, whipsy-diddly-dandy-dee, who swears he'll have me if he can, whipsy-diddly-dandy-dee. Then Uncle Rat gave his consent and made a handsome settlement with a harum scarum diddlum darum whipsy diddly dandy dee. Four partridge pies with season made whipsy diddly dandy dee. Two potted larks and marmalade whipsy diddly dandy dee. Four woodcocks and a venison pie. I would that at that feast were I with a harum scarum diddlum darum whipsy diddly dandy dee.
Well, good evening from merry old England.
Merry old England of the air. That's for tonight, anyway.
This is Pat Conti.
Well, this is Citizen Kafka.
And that's
We've
who we
changed
are.
For tonight.
We are visiting an island or group of islands off the coast of Europe.
Well, actually an island. We didn't have enough space, so we're going to stick with England tonight.
Okay.
We just heard from the English singers a familiar sound of a choral group from the 20s and an arrangement from Ralph Vaughan Williams. We couldn't get by this program without at least mentioning him, the Dark-Eyed Sailor. We heard Sir Cyril Scott playing the piano and his piece Rainbow Trout on a Plum label.
That's beautiful.
HMV, beautiful record. John Langstaff sang the unaccompanied children's song, and Joan Sharp on the pipe and tabor.
That's just a primitive.
Just for the lobby tonight.
So we are in the Secret Museum of the Air, and we visit...
We visit England and...
The motherland. That should anger enough people.
For the first segment of tonight's program, actually the third, if you count our theme, Newcastle by Ronnie Munro's group in the 30s, recorded in London, by the way. And if you have your Secret Museum sampler, you would know that, right? We'll hear another English dance or folk dance orchestra, small group, that recorded for Gramophone in London and appeared in the United States on Victor, the Mayfair Band, and an arrangement of an English folk dance, which was arranged, incidentally, by Cecil Sharp, called Gathering Peas Cods.
I have that record.
It's a wonderful record.
Yeah.
And we'll hear from Peter Kennedy after that, a fine melodeon player, and he'll be playing Gallop's Hay and the Fisher's Frolic. And again, this is a record that was probably instigated by Ralph Vaughan Williams and the Folks Dance Society, or the Folk Music Council back then.
And these were people who, 70 years ago, were dedicated to preserving the traditional folk forms.
Well, Williams, renowned as a composer, actually chaired the International Folk Music Council for many years and was instrumental, is that the word? I think that's the perfect word, in bringing out not only so much journal information and editing there, but also... It was behind a lot of the recording activity around London. And then lastly for this set, we'll hear Elsie Averill, who is a wonderful fiddler. I wish she recorded more. This is one side of a Columbia record. I'm sure she made a couple of other sides. But she'll play the Morris dance, Old Mother Oxford, on her unaccompanied violin amidst some London traffic, which you can hear in the studio bleeding through the walls. But first, let us be off and gather some peas cods.
Thank you.
Well, she's got a beautiful approach to the fiddle.
She has a tone. It reminds you so much of our own Uncle Bunt Stevens, who recorded under similar studio conditions.
Trucks going by.
Yeah, and they both have that soulful and beautiful tone for a fiddler.
That really is nice. Now, you were commenting while we were off mic that there's not enough. The reason why we're doing an all Britain show tonight instead of the British Isles is because there simply isn't enough time to really do anything in depth.
Is there ever enough time?
Well, never. It never really is. But eventually we will do just an all Scottish show. And we can mention briefly in passing that American folk music, traditional Appalachian and Southern music, owes an awful lot to Scottish music, which is not acknowledged.
Yes, and we won't totally ignore them tonight, but we will have a Tyneside singer, so that's close.
All right, but we're in England.
Right, and we move now. We've already mentioned Ralph Vaughan Williams, but we couldn't do a program without mentioning Percy Grainger. A great musician, a composer, and pianist, and folk song collector. At the turn of the century, he was in Lincolnshire, and he met a man already almost about 80 years old named Mr. Joseph Taylor, and took some cylinders of him, which eventually the songs wound up in the gramophone catalog of 1908. The one-sided recordings are really masterpieces of unaccompanied singing. We'll hear Sprig of Time, and as mentioned in the gramophone catalog back then, these songs are not second-hand. They're sung by a genuine folk singer. From the gramophone record, we move to the Columbia, or the Regal label, who was active very early in the industry. Of course, Columbia being the oldest flat disc company, as far as we know.
Wait a minute.
I mean, of the giants, of the three giants.
Berliner, which later became Victor Company through a series of changes.
Which is still with us.
Right.
Is what I meant to get to.
Right. Columbia, yes, they were the earliest. They have beautiful, they're very early records in America, a beautiful black with silver printing and a little metal ring to protect the hole from wear. Oh, just nice.
The Columbia Arena record. Well, here's a man who was on all those labels, and with his brother. This is Peter and Daniel Wiper, who are the great accordionists, or melodionists, if you will. They recorded for Regal very early on. They were on a plethora of labels, let's say. We'll hear the Red, Red Rose March.
After we hear the chair squeak.
And the March of the Chair. And then after that, oddly enough, a piece called The Cot, which will be played by Alice Ellis and Jack Armstrong, and featuring one of the few times in recorded history, at least in the gramophone era, of the small pipes, the Northumbrian pipes, on the coarse groove disc. So we begin with Mr. Joseph Taylor as he was billed in the gramophone of Lincolnshire, and The Sprig of Time.
Once I had a sprig of time, it prospered by night and by day, till a false young man came a-courting to me, and he stole all my time away. Time, it is a precious thing, and time it will grow on, and time it'll bring all things to an end. And so does my time grow on. The gardener was standing by, I bid him choose for me. He chose me the lily, I the violet and the pink. But I really did refuse them all three. It's very well drinking ale, and it's nice to have a drop of wine, but I like sitting by the young man's side that gained this heart of mine.
There's not many records like that, not by a long shot. Jack Armstrong on the Northumbrian small pipes with Alice Ellis on the harp. Recorded for the Manor Company of England. And they specialize pretty much in the Tyneside Northumbrian music, choral groups, and oddly enough, the next artist, Fred Lawson and his guitar. And he'll sing the very famous and wonderful children's song, Dance to the Daddy. That's T.I. to the Daddy. And listen carefully as he draws a big breath before he goes into this. From there we'll go to Albert Richardson, who is a sexton, or what we call a grave digger. And one day he was singing and digging away in the kirkyard when a magnate from the Xenophone Company heard him singing and took him in and put him before the microphones to sing some genuine folk songs. And we'll hear his...
Work songs.
Well, I guess so, yeah. We'll hear his Buttercup Joe, which got pretty popular here in the States maybe about 20 years ago by folk singers like... I can remember Michael Cooney singing that.
Really?
Up at the Old Songs Festival. And it is an old song. And lastly, speaking of an old song, and one, oddly enough, that Richardson did record, we'll hear a different version of The Old Sow, as sung by the Gotham Comedy Quartet. This has to be on the Kafka Hit Parade.
Wow. It sounds like it, without having heard it yet.
Yes, If you know Richardson's and that split your sides, here you have four chances at it. The Old Sal by the Gotham Comedy Quartet. But first, the children's song, Fred Lawson and his guitar up on the Tyne side.
Come here, me little Jackie, now I smoke me backy, have a bit of cracky till the boat comes in. Dance to the daddy, sing to the mammy, dance to the daddy, to the mammy, sing. Thou shalt have a fishy on the little dishy, thou shalt have a fishy when the boat comes in. Here's your mother homin' like a canny woman, yonder comes your father drunk, he cannot stand. Dance to the daddy, sing to the mammy, dance to the daddy, to the mammy, sing. Thou shalt have a fishy on the little dishy, thou shalt have a fishy when the boat comes in. What Tommy's always fuddlin', tastes a fond of ale, but tastes a kind to me, I hope he'll never fail. Dance to the daddy, sing to the mammy, dance to the daddy, to the mammy, sing. Thou shalt have a fishy on a little dishy, thou shalt have a fishy when the boat comes in. I like it rough myself when I can get it sly, and know me bonny bairn will like it well as I. Dance to the daddy, sing to the mammy, dance to the daddy, to the mammy, sing. Thou shalt have a fishy on a little dishy, thou shalt have a fishy when the boat comes in. May I forget a drappy as we stand in need, and we're with the hero that brings the bairns a breed. Dance to the daddy, sing to the mammy, dance to the daddy, to the mammy, sing. Thou shalt have a fishy on a little dishy, thou shalt have a fishy when the boat comes in. Dance to the daddy, sing to the mammy, dance to the daddy, to the mammy, sing.
Now I be a true bright country chap. My father comes from Fair Arm. My mother, she's gone some more like I, and she well knows how to rear 'em. Some people call I big and fat, and others term it sad. But I can prove I built no flat, although I country bred. For I can drive a plow and milk a cow, for I can rip or mow. I'm as fresh as the daisies that grow in the fields, and they call I Buttercup Joe. Now have you seen my young woman? They call her Our Mary. She works as busy as a bumblebee down in Sir John's dairy. And don't she make those dumplings nice? By jokes, I mean to try 'em, and ask her how she'd like to wed a country chap like I am. For I can drive a plow and milk a cow, for I can rip her mow. I'm as fresh as the daisies that grow in the field, and they call I Buttercup Joe. Now some people they like haymaking, and others they like mowing. But the job of all that I like best is a job called termit hoeing. And don't I up when I get wet to my old Mary Ann. I'll work for her and try me best to please her all I can. For I can drive a plow and milk a cow, for I can rip or mow. I'm as fresh as the daisies that grow in the field, and they call I Buttercup Joe.
There was an old farmer kept an old sow, ow, idle the ow.
Susanna the funny poor man,
and
Susanna the funny poor man. Sing let the gold ring revolve, Susanna the funny poor man.
And idle DM,
Susanna the funny poor man.
Now this old sow, she had some little pigs, pigs, idle D-Ig.
Susanna the funny poor man.
And
Susanna the funny poor man. Sing let the gold ring revolve, Susanna the funny poor man.
And idle DM,
Susanna the funny poor man.
Now this old sow, she muddled them up, idle dee dup.
Susanna the funny fool man.
And
Susanna the funny fool man. Sing like the go-ring below. Susanna the funny fool man.
And idle dee am.
Susanna the funny fool man.
Now these little pigs, they had curly tails, ails, idle dee ails.
Susanna the funny fool man.
And
Susanna the funny fool man. Sing like the gold ring three low. Susanna the funny fool man.
And idle dee am.
Susanna the funny fool man.
Now these little pigs, they had to be stuffed up. Idle dee duff.
Susanna the funny fool man.
And
Susanna the funny fool man. Sing like the gold ring revolve. Susanna the funny fool man.
And idle dee am.
Susanna the funny fool man.
Now these little pigs, they like the best of straw. Idle dee door.
Susanna the funny fool man.
And
Susanna the funny fool man. Sing like the gold ring revolve. Susanna the funny fool man.
And idle DM.
Susanna the funny fool man.
Now these little pigs, they made the best of bacon. Aiken, idle D Aiken.
Susanna the funny fool man.
And
Susanna the funny fool man. Sing like the gold ring below. Susanna the funny fool man.
And idle DM.
Susanna the funny fool man.
Now these little pigs, they made the best of ham. Ham, idle dee ham.
Susanna the funny fool man.
Ham.
Susanna the funny fool man. Sing like the gold ring below. Susanna the funny fool man.
Ham, idle dee ham.
Susanna the funny fool man.
I love kids' records.
Very serious group there.
Yeah, the relationship of that style of singing to American barbershop quartet is one we could talk about a while. I love traditional barbershop, American barbershop.
Oh, you can picture this group entertaining in the music hall just before Mr. Memory. Isn't that right? Albert Richardson before that, the Grave Digger. And a lovely song called Buttercup Joe. And we started with Dance to the Daddy. For the, speaking of Gotham, we have a dedication. We're going to send this out to Trooper Garcia, somewhere out in the Garden State tonight, tuning in on the wireless. That's all right. I have very few thoughts to gather anyway. There's nothing much upstairs. But the next performer is P.C. Hopkinson. And we believe him to be a genuine street musician. And we can't really comment too much on his harmonica style, except that it is fairly stellar at times. And we think you'll like it. He recorded for the Columbia sometime in the 20s. We'll hear again from Joan Sharp, who we heard in the lobby of the program today with the pipe and tabor, which is slung to her side. This is played in real time, no overdubbing. She will finger the fife with the left hand and beat the drum on the side, on the right. She recorded for HMV a whole series of pipe and tabor tunes.
Is that the instrument that the tambourine is related to by name and style? Not directly.
Tam-tam is more apt to, just a small drum, tom-tom. Hmm. And then Mr. Horace Fellows, he has a distinction of being one of the few English violinists to record. And that's how this early HMV record reads, English violin. And oddly enough, we'll hear a Scottish tune, Stirling Castle, and then Timur the Tartar to wrap up this next set of instrumentalists. First, P.C. Hopkinson.
Thank you.
very characteristic sound.
It's a rare side of music to hear in this vintage. It's something that didn't cross over well to the States. Very few English recordings of English music wound up being reissued on American labels.
It wasn't popular.
No.
No market.
Not in the least. I'm sure in England some of these records sold extremely well.
Well, the folklorist movement or interest in folklore is probably fairly widespread there compared to here. I mean, there's much more of an idea about the traditions of...
Well, it started to catch on by the 1940s. You start seeing reissues of, say, 10-year-old vintage records from London. And they're being sold, essentially, just as you said, to the folk song and folk dance societies and repackaged in various albums. In fact, our theme song is taken from one such album set of Victor 78s that were recorded in London.
Yeah. We're approaching our last set. In fact, we've reached our last set.
Yes, and it'll be featuring the music of John Goss. This is a man very dear to my heart, and many of these records are very dear, among some of the first records I ever owned. John Goss and his Cathedral Quartet. He was schooled near Oxford, born, I'd say, in the 80s. He was an editor, a music editor of a book called The Weekend Book, which featured many folk songs that were collected by the great collectors such as Sharp. And by the time, and that happened about 1924, just shortly after that in London, he began his recording career with his Cathedral Quartet. And they centered on many sea shanties taken out of works. One was from Sir Richard Terry, famous book called The Shanty Book, where they took arrangements from. Some of them appeared in books in America, like by Joanna Colcord, a great book called Roll and Go from the 1920s. And they were recorded on HMV and were very often coupled with two or three songs per side. So we've made a little set here of some of the nicer moments of all of them. We'll start with a Capsin shanty, a Rovin, one of the most famous, you remember from the Spouter Inn scene at Moby Dick. Then we'll hear a Short Drag shanty from another record, this one called Johnny Comes Down to Hilo. And that's not Hilo, Hawaii. That's
Hilo.
We believe this Hilo is in Peru somewhere. And this definitely was recorded from black, actually transcribed by the collectors of the time from black shanty men who were heard dockside singing these songs. Another Capsin shanty called Clear the Track and Let the Bullnjine Run. This is a song you might remember from Pete Seeger.
That's right, I've heard it.
Another Capsin shanty, that one. Then we'll hear a very old English song, Come My Celia, which Goss sings to the accompaniment of a lute, an old English lute, which is attributed to Heseltine on the label. Another Capsin shanty will end up the set, and one of the most famous, and to me, one of the most dear recordings, Sally Brown, heard sung by black sailors in Colcord's book, Roll and Go, and this is where Roll and Go comes from. Sally Brown, she's a bright mulatter. So, we're going to skip the halyard shanties and go right to the Capsin and John Goss from his Weekend Book with his Cathedral Quartet in London about 1927, 26 or so, and a Rovin.
In Plymouth town there lived a maid,
left two young women.
In Plymouth town there lived a maid,
now fine was I to pay.
In Plymouth town there lived a maiden, she was mistress of a trade. I'll go no more a-roving with you, fair maid.
A-roving, a-roving, since roving's been my ruin, I'll go no more a-roving with you, fair maid.
I took this fair maid for a walk,
left two young women.
I took this fair maid for a walk,
now mine was I to pay.
I took this fair maid for a walk, and we had such a loving talk. I'll go no more a-roving with you, fair maid.
A-roving, a-roving, this roving be my ruin. I'll go no more a-roving with you, fair maid.
Oh,
didn't I tell a story so?
Bless you, young women.
Oh, didn't I tell a story so?
Mind what I do say.
Oh, didn't I tell her what was to of the gold we found in Timbuktu? I'm going on a roving with you, fair maid.
A roving, since roving's been my ruin. I'm going on a roving with you, fair maid.
When we'd spent my blooming stroke,
bless you, young women,
and the whole of the gold from Timbuktu.
Now mind what I do say.
Oh, when we'd spent my blooming stroke, she cut a stick and vanished too. I'll go no more a-roaming with you, fair maid.
A-roaming, a-roaming, since roaming's been my ruin. I'll go no more a-roaming with you, fair maid.
I've been born with a big black nigger with his evil thoughts.
Says Johnny, come down to Hilo, poor old man.
Oh, wake up, oh, shake up, oh,
wake that girl with a blue dress on. When Johnny comes down to Hilo, poor old man.
Oh, I love a little girl across the sea. She's a baby and beauty, and she says to me,
oh, Johnny, come down to Hilo, poor old man.
Boss and the long-tailed billy and the big black horse.
When Johnny comes down to Hilo, poor old man.
Oh, wake her, oh, shake her, oh,
wake that girl with a blue dress on. When Johnny comes down to Hilo, poor old man.
Oh, I never seen a like since I've been born. When the big black nigger with his evil thoughts.
When Johnny comes down to Hilo,
Hems on the blue cross line.
So clear the back in the blue time plan.
Tibby hay, rick a jig in a jaunting car.
Up away, oh, are you my son?
With Eliza Lee all on behind me.
Oh, clear the back in the blue time plan.
Oh, the Margaret Hems on the blue cross line.
Up away, oh, are you my son?
She's never a day behind her time.
So clear the track in the blue time plan.
Tibby hay, rick a jig in a jaunting car.
Up away, oh, are you most done?
With Eliza Lee all on my knee.
Oh, clear the track at the full-time plan.
Oh, the gals are walking on the pier.
Up away, oh, are you most done?
And I'll soon be home to you, my dear.
Oh, clear the track at the full-time plan.
Tibby hay, rick a jig in the jaunting car.
Up away, oh, are you most done?
With Eliza Lee all on my knee. Oh, when I come home across the sea.
Up away, oh, are you most done?
It's Liza, you will marry me.
So clear the track and the full-time run.
Tibby hay, rick a jig in the jaunting car.
Up away, oh, are you most done?
With Liza Lee all on my knees.
Oh, clear the track and the full-time run.
Smartest clipper you can find.
Up away, oh, are you most done?
Is the Margaret Hems of the Blue Cross line.
Oh, clear the track in the full-time run.
Tibby hay, rick a jig in a jaunting car.
Up away, oh, are you most done?
With Eliza Lee all on my knee.
Oh, clear the track in the full-time run.
Come, my Celia, let us prove, while we may, the sweets of love. Time will not be ours forever, he at length our good will sever. spend not then his gifts in vain. Sun that set may rise again, but if we once lose this light, 'tis with us perpetual night. Why should we defer our joys? Fame and rumor are but toys. Cannot we delude the eyes of a few poor household spies? Or is easier ears beguile, thus remove it by a while? 'Tis no sin love's fruit to steal, but the sweet theft to reveal. To be taken, to be seen, these have crimes accounted been. To be taken, to be seen, these have crimes accounted been. 'Tis no sin love's fruit to steal, but the sweet theft to reveal. To be taken, to be seen, these have crimes accounted been. To be taken, to be seen, these have crimes accounted been.
Sally Brown, she's a bright muletter.
Where roll and go?
She drinks rum and chews tobacco.
Spend my money on Sally Brown.
Sally Brown, she has a daughter.
Where roll and go?
Sent me sailing across the water.
Spend my money on Sally Brown.
Sally Brown, I'm bound to leave ya.
Where roll and go?
Sally Brown, I'll not deceive ya.
Spend my money on Sally Brown.
Sally Brown, she's a bright muletter.
Where roll and go?
She drinks rum and chews tobacco.
Spend my money on Sally Brown.
Well, you know, it's funny. I still don't really like sea shanties that much,
yeah,
especially performed in that style.
It is a kind of a music hall style. It's not an authentic style by any means.
No.
It's very tame.
But even so, when I hear these, and I hear these people who are seriously trying to preserve something that is a lot older and a lot
stronger. This is about tradition. The first time this is being done. These are folk song collectors reading out of books or arranging notes on a piece of paper, yes, but they are performing it and are bringing it to an audience that would never have heard any such song.
I can just imagine, though, in the mid to late 1800s, hearing some working sailors, you know, schwitzing their brains out, working hard, hauling line and chanting.
Yeah.
It must have been very intense.
From all accounts,
yeah.
It reads that way.
Yeah, I guess the age of the... That's one of the technologies that really faded before the recording industry was able to capture
fully.
The
few times that we have a real authentic sea shanties, at least in the United States, were done by the Lomaxes for the Library of Congress, where they found some old sailors from Virginia to Long Island. And they're already pretty old and way past their prime, lung-wise anyway, to call out the lines. But
there are
some lovely, lovely old songs that would have vanished otherwise. Thank God for these wonders of our age, the phonographs.
Will wonders never cease?
I'd like to thank, before we go out, a man named Bill Dean Myatt out in merry old England, who is doing... more than the lion's share of research and discography about a lot of this music, and a wonderful gent.
So, Mr. Goss, goodbye.
Goodbye to the Cathedral Quartet and to all you listening. Until next time, before we go, we'll hear a man named Philip Tanner from Gower, and he'll sing us the Gower Wassail Song, one of the last men to... preserve this tradition of wassailing, the caroling about. This in 1937. Mm. We'll hear the voice of a man born in 1862.
So from the Secret Museum of the Air, this is Citizen Kafka and Pat Conti, the curator, bidding you good night and reminding you next week, Hawaii.
Wassail, throughout all this town, our cup it is white and our ale it is brown. Our wassail is made of good ale and cake, some nutmeg and ginger, the best we could get. Al-di-dal, al-di-dal-di-dal, al-di-dal-di-dal, al-di-dal-di-dee. Al-di-der, al-di-dee-dee, sing to the lido. Our wassail is made of an elberry bough, although my good neighbor will drink unto thou. Beside all others, we have apples in store. Pray, let us come in, for 'tis called by the door. Al-di-dal, al-di-dal-di-dal, al-di-dal-di-dal, al-di-dal-di-dee. Al-di-der, al-di-dee-dee, sing to the lido. We know by the moon that we are not too soon, and we know by the sky that we are not too high. We know by the stars that we are not too far, and we know by the ground that we are within sound. Al-di-dal, al-di-dal-di-dal, al-di-dal-di-dal, al-di-dal-di-dee. Al-di-der, al-di-dee-dee, sing to the lido. Now, master and mistress, thanks to you we'll give, and for our jolly wassail as long as we live. And if we should live till another new year, perhaps we may call and see who do live here. Al-di-dal, al-di-dal-di-dal, al-di-dal-di-dal, al-di-dal-di-dee. Al-di-der, al-di-dee-dee, sing to the lido.
And so the gate swings shut after another visit to the Secret Museum comes to a close. We hope you have enjoyed this brief journey spanning the first half century of recorded sounds across the earth. Until next time, I'm Buddy Fortune for the Secret Museum of the Air.
This is Citizen Kafka. The Secret Museum of the Air is funded in part by a grant from the Shira Kober Zeller Foundation in loving memory of Arthur and Margaret Kober. For more information about the Secret Museum of the Air, write Secret Museum, Post Office Box 23075, Brooklyn, New York, 11202, 3075. That's Secret Museum of the Air, Post Office Box 23075, Brooklyn, New York, 11202, 3075. Thanks for listening. We'll see you again here at the Secret Museum of the Air.